This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Cindy Benavides is Deputy Director of Constituent Relations for Governor Tim Kaine and the liaison to the Latino community here in Virginia. She joins us in studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you're up from where are you coming from? Richmond, Tidewater? North, you're all over the place all the time. Where are you coming from today?
Actually, I drove up from Roanoke.
Oh, okay. What's going on down there?
Well, I went to talk to a group of students at Fleming High School about Latino Heritage Month, because it starts today, September 15th, and goes through October 15th.
That's great. Latino Heritage Month, that's nationally, right? It's not just
yes,
a Virginia thing.
It's nationally.
Okay, that's terrific. And tell us, before we get into the nuts and bolts of what you do for the governor and the whole changing, you know, immigration is really changing. And let's face it, it's always been changing America at the local level, at the macro national level. This is a country of immigrants. We all came here in some form or fashion. Even the Native Americans immigrated, way back. But before we get to that, can you tell us your story, your background, how you and your family got to Virginia, and then how you came to be one of the leaders in the Commonwealth?
Definitely. And I think, you know, being first generation, actually, immigration to me is very important in that, you know, it's not only a concept that is from the very beginning, a concept of America, and that has transpired through the years. Personally, my parents brought me to the United States when I was 1 year old, and we first settled in Los Angeles, California, and I was there to the third grade and learned English, actually, until I moved to Virginia, and I was actually placed in ESL classes. And I guess the biggest reasons for my parents immigrating from Honduras, native country of my parents and where I was originally born, was because of economic opportunities in the U.S., and they saw that the opportunities were here for my older brother and myself, and definitely would not have had the chance to have gone to college and to be doing the work that I'm doing now if I had remained in Honduras.
Tell me about how they, just the whole story of how they went from, you know, living in Honduras to finding themselves in Los Angeles, California.
Right. Well, my father immigrated to Los Angeles, California first, and then brought my mom and my older brother and myself to him. And at home, I mean, when we first arrived in California, we were actually homeless. But just the dream of being able to succeed in America, something that we really did not see in our home country, was what made us, you know, survive through that period. So that we went from being homeless to owning a studio and, you know, going to school and getting the education. And then, of course, my parents always thinking about the children and our education, moved to Virginia because the education here is excellent.
So that was the decision that y'all came east, was the reputation of Virginia schools, which we know here are phenomenal.
Right. And just, you know, the first reason for immigrating to the United States is that there's that American dream, this American dream, the concept of being able to succeed, of going from a beggar to being able to have a career, to being able to become a person, to become a someone in the United States.
So tell me, y'all were literally living on the street? I am sorry. I have so much trouble even relating to that experience.
No, definitely. Well, when we came, we had nowhere to live. So what we did, my dad having come first, we stayed with maybe a person that he knew, and we slept under their kitchen table, and we jumped from house to house because we didn't have a home of our own. So it was after that, when they began working and they worked two full times, that we first got our studio and we first got, you know, our feet on the floor and took off running.
So there really was, I guess, obviously in Honduras, wherever your parents lived, there, in terms of economic opportunity, in terms of education, in terms of really making something and creating something in your life, that didn't exist there. And it may have existed, but it existed for very few people.
Right. And it did. And just to note that both of my parents are professionals in Honduras. My dad is an accountant. My mom is a nurse. But they just didn't have the funds to be able to support their two children or themselves. So they saw that they needed a change, and they needed a change for their children.
And tell me, you moved to Virginia when you were how old?
I was 9 years old when I moved to Virginia.
And you went to high school here and college? And
I did. I graduated from T.C. Williams in the city of Alexandria and was able to obtain actually full scholarships to 3 different universities, but opted to go to Virginia State University, which is a historical black college. Graduated valedictorian and got a full ride to American University for my master's.
Cindy Benavides is Deputy Director of Constituent Relations for Governor Tim Kaine. She's in town tonight to speak for
Zona Latina,
which is the new Latino TV network here in Charlottesville.
Right. It's the new bilingual show taking off here in Charlottesville. And I think one of the reasons that it's being created is to create that dialogue between all communities to dispel their stereotypes, and so that people can get an insight into what the Latino culture is and where we come from and why we're here.
Let's continue that discussion on the other side of this break. We're talking with Cindy Benavides. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
4 in 10 Latinos live in Northern Virginia, so you have a high concentration. But also when you start looking at the demographics, Virginia is not only Mexicans, it's not only people from El Salvador. You actually have a whole variety of Latinos. You have Puerto Ricans, you have Cubans, people from all of Latin America. And it's funny to see the map of Virginia. In Northern Virginia, you have the concentration of Central Americans, South Americans. And as you come down 95 to Richmond, you start seeing other ethnicities. You start seeing higher concentrations of Mexicans, of Puerto Ricans, of Dominicans, of Cubans. And now, you know, you come to Charlottesville, you start seeing another mix. But I think it's important to note that the Latinos that live in Virginia, we're so diverse also in profession, and that we don't only work in the farms or the tree nurseries, but we also have professionals coming from abroad to live in Virginia, or Latinos who are coming from other states to live in Virginia.
So it really is changing right before our eyes, just as it always has been changing, whether you're talking about the Irish or, you know, folks from India or Asia. It's constantly changing. And that's what's so great about this country, is that you always have this influx. Now, there's the debate about regulating the influx and legal versus illegal. And I could argue it round. I can argue it square. But at the end of the day, I will tell you this. If I was in the position that your dad was in, and I'm looking at my kids' faces and I want more for them, I'm going to do absolutely anything I can to get them more.
Right.
That's a really it's a tough decision, and it's scary.
And it is a tough decision. And, you know, I just to put a picture in your mind of a person, of an American leaving America because the opportunities are not here, and you see your children and that they may not be able to go further than you. And you think, well, what other country can they go to? And it's almost when you think of Latinos, and you have to think, you know, first generation, second generation, third generation. By the time Latinos are in third generation, they don't speak Spanish.
Really?
They're completely assimilated to English. And, you know,
and
that's
well documented. I mean,
that is well documented. And that, you know, by the time they're in third generation, there are 75% that speak English, 24% that are bilingual. Maybe there's that 1% that speak fluently in Spanish.
Wow.
And furthermore,
I never knew that. That's really fascinating.
That also, by the time you get to the third generation, 51% of third generation Latinos intermarry or marry out of Latinos or marry people out of their race. So they're intermixing with Americans and
very
becoming
quickly
Americans.
Too.
Right.
Gosh.
So that's, I think, a very big impression that was left upon me.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about some of the things that you actually do for the governor's office in constituent relations. Any stories? I know from my dad's experiences in Washington that constituent relations stories are usually some of the best.
They are some of the best, and I think it's one of the best jobs, in that that first phase can have the contact with the constituents, and you get the phone calls, and, you know, where do I go and who do I contact? And you're able to send them to the right person or help them in any way that you can. But, you know, basic things like, you know, I want a certificate for Eagle Scouts for my son, or a military retirement letter. And people will write. They will give us feedback and say, you know, X person, help me on this. And just very, very, very happy individuals. I think it's definitely one of the biggest, wonderful, most wonderful jobs, because you're able to help the constituents of Virginia in any way that you can, or at least send them to the correct person.
Yeah, and the numbers of Latinos in Virginia is, I know it's on the rise, but do we have any latest figures or percentages or just for context?
Right, according to the latest census, it's about 6% or over 420,000 Latinos in Virginia, and they're dispersed throughout the Commonwealth. They're not just fixed in a particular place, but there is those concentrations that you find in Northern Virginia. And then when you move to the Tidewater area, you're starting to see the Latinos who are immigrating actually from the Northeast, from New York, from Massachusetts.
They're coming south.
They're coming south. Yeah. And one of the biggest reasons is housing, and that housing is affordable.
Yeah, yeah. And it's certainly not affordable in Boston or or Brooklyn.
Or Northern Virginia.
Yeah, or Northern Virginia, absolutely. Now, you are currently a member of the Sorenson Institute Political Leaders Program class. Do you want to share a little bit of your ambition? Because it really is, it's just impressive. And I think it says a lot about how you were raised that you think about this whole idea that public service is incredibly important to you. It's a part of who you are.
Right. And, you know, it's just when my parents immigrated to this country, the first thing that they told me was, Cindy, you have to know where you come from, who you are, and where you're going. And I always keep that constant in my mind and say that to myself in the car every morning. But, you know, I have been helping, especially I focus with the Latino community, since I was the age of 9, or actually more closer to the age of 12 when I finally had a grasp of English, and that, you know, if I went to the doctor and there was someone that could not communicate with the doctor, I would be able to translate for them and or help at the school with the PTAs, or, you know, when my parents had to sit down with the teachers, they couldn't communicate. So I was that middle person, and I was always put in the situations where I had to help in one way or another. So it's almost innate for me to do the work that I do and just enjoying Sorenson thoroughly, learning so very much, things that I think would have taken me longer to learn.
Yeah. Cindy Benavides is the Deputy Director of Constituent Relations for Governor Tim Kaine and his liaison to the Latino community here in Virginia. Thank you very much for being here today. I really have enjoyed it. And the very best of luck to you. And I know we are going to be hearing very exciting and impressive things from your career as you move forward.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you for having me today.
Let's take a break for some local news. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.